1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, the Atlantic hurricane season is heating up. Umberto has strengthened to a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. It could impact the southeastern U.S. So could another tropical system that's currently in the Caribbean. CBS New York weatherman Lonnie Quinn.
This storm that could potentially become Imelda moves over the Bahamas as a tropical storm, moving right in the direction of the South Carolina coastline, somewhere around Charleston.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has declared a state of emergency. Parts of North Carolina still haven't recovered from Hurricane Helene a year ago this weekend. CBS's Janet Chamlian is there.
10 miles from Asheville, here in Swannanoa, the post office and the grocery store are still closed.
We need our grocery store for access to food. We need the post office. We've lost our hardware store. Our business corridor was completely devastated.
Tanya Allen created the Swannanoa Resilience Hub, a community group to help with long-term disaster relief. With gloves and determination, volunteers are turning debris piles into stepping stones for Swannanoa's comeback.
President Trump says there will be others after a grand jury indicted former FBI Director James Comey for lying to Congress. CBS News Chief Washington Analyst Robert Costa tells us which of Trump's political opponents could be charged next.
There is, in fact, a growing interest in investigating the mortgage policies of Democrats who have clashed with the president, including California Senator Adam Schiff, who led the impeachment inquiry into Trump in his first term, and also New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who sued Trump for allegedly inflating his real estate companies and their assets. There's also interest in scrutinizing the conduct of some military figures, such as retired Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to review the constitutionality of his executive order that would end birthright citizenship. In its appeal, the Trump administration says the notion of birthright citizenship has had destructive consequences. Solicitor General D. John Sauer asked the court to hear arguments early next year that would likely lead to a ruling by June. The feds are beefing up security at ICE facilities after this week's deadly shooting in Dallas.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a post on social media, says that she is sending DOJ agents to ICE facilities to safeguard federal agents, protect federal property, and immediately arrest all individuals engaged in any federal crime. Bondi also says that she is instructing the Joint Terrorism Task Forces across the country to disrupt and investigate all entities and individuals engaged in acts of domestic terrorism. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Two detainees were killed in that shooting Wednesday at the ICE facility in Dallas. A third detainee was injured in the shooting by a sniper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with afternoon highs around 80 degrees. We'll have a wind out of the west at about 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. Could see some patchy fog, though, especially heading into your Sunday morning. Sunday's highs in the mid-70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Shally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Polka sound, watching different polka steps as people dance all around. Some do the hop, some do it smooth in each and every town. But there's one place I'm heading for. I'm Springfield, Springfield bound. I'm going to Springfield, good old Springfield, where they love the happy polka sound. I'm going to Springfield, good old Springfield,
on dancing all around. When you're in Springfield, good old Springfield, you see the sun come shining all around. So let's get a party together. We're Springfield, Springfield bound.
Here, the Springfield Polka kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody, Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy, with you, keeping you company here for the next 50 minutes. Glad you could join us. And that was the, the Herb Eberle Band. I had to double check on that one. And Springfield Polka. Got a couple more here we're going to do. This one's kind of cute. I got to do one more here from his album. It's Mabel and Her Fuzzy Navel. It's a drink.
There is a girl, I call her Mabel. She loves to dance the polka and she's able. She dances round and round with all the boys in town. You'll never see her frown when the polka band's around. When the band stops playing and they take a little break, she hits right for the bar. Hey, bartender, how about a little drink? Make Mabel a fuzzy navel. Take a bottle of schnapps and you open it up. Pour it in a glass and you watch it fill up. Then you mix in some orange juice, an ice cube or two. Stir it round and round like you know you ought to do. Then you hand it to Mabel, you watch drink it down. It fills her with cheering energy. She's the happiest person you'll ever see when Mabel drinks her fuzzy navel. Thank you.
Skier's Delight is the name of that tune, and Don Graelich and the band. It was from a album that Don Hunjidi put together from HG Studios, the 25th anniversary special is what that was. Oh, yeah, where are we at here? Looking for another tune to play that I haven't played for some time. Don't mind me, just working on it. Well, let's see here. Let's play Susie's Waltz. I haven't played that one for a while.
My every dream belongs to Susie. Across 1,000 miles of sea, I've left my heart behind with Susie, and taken Susie's heart with me. You're close to me in dreams, my Susie, though you are far away, it's true. So keep a smiling face, my Susie, I'll soon be coming home again to you. Thank you.
that's the International Polka Band from Minnesota that put that together. It's DuPont's Polka is the name of it. Right now, we're going to turn our attention now to the Sam Pugliano Band. I played this a few weeks back, this stuff off this album. And here's a tune that Ray Champa had written called Holiday Polka. And Sam is going to play this for us. Holiday Polka, that's from Sam Pugliano and his band. Yeah, we're looking for one more here. And here's a tune he plays, Sam plays this. It's called the Slow Crow Polka, which was written by Joey Miskulin. And the Slow Crow means Slovenian Croatian Polka. That's what that stands for.
Thank you.
the Slow Crow Polka. And Sam Pugliano recorded that. Okay, let's go with Eddie Blazonczyk one time right now before we take a break. And I remember the old show called Laughing, and they always talk, My Sweet Bippy. Remember that? They used that term. And Eddie Blazonczyk made a tune out of that called the Sweet Bippy Polka.
Thoughts on her Bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that Bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that Bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. Goes out walking. Everyone's looking, talking. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly. But you should see her Bippy. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly. But you should see her Bippy.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. We've got Lenny Gromulka on the old CD player coming up next. You betcha. And where were you? Reminiscing Polka.
I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Wally wished that he was single? Where were you when Rush sang "Ah, Hey Cavalier"? Where were you when all the brass rolled out the barrel? And Ray Henry
you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Bruno Krieger did it all? Where were you when Joel Azarshad played his fiddle? Marisha Datta sang down by the wishing well. Well, where were you when Eddie Shima played the circus? Where were you when Whitey sang his sweet 16? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Poniatowski sang his Matka? When Steve Adamczyk played his picnics, where were you? How about back when Happy Louie sang his Yapka? Or back when Eddie sang My Mary Lou? Where were you when Jean Wisniewski toured New England with the twins, Bujilek, Filler, Bernie too? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. So I'll just sing this one in memory of you.
If I could only put my arms around you, life would
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has declared a state of emergency ahead of a possible hurricane. CBS New York forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
This storm that could potentially become Imelda moves over the Bahamas as a tropical storm, moving right in the direction of the South Carolina coastline somewhere around Charleston.
Another storm, Hurricane Umberto, with winds of 145 miles per hour, could also impact the southeastern U.S. President Trump says more of his political opponents could be charged after former FBI Director James Comey was indicted for lying to Congress. CBS's Robert Costa.
There is, in fact, a growing interest in investigating the mortgage policies of Democrats who have clashed with the president, including California Senator Adam Schiff and also New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who sued Trump for allegedly inflating his real estate companies and their assets. There's also interest in some military figures, such as retired Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to revive his executive order to end birthright citizenship. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with afternoon highs around 80 degrees. We'll have a wind out of the west at about 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Could see some patchy fog, though, especially heading into your Sunday morning. Sunday's highs in the mid-70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Eddie Roddick and the band up next with a polka medley for you.
We'll be right back.
Eddie Roddick in the band. Mm-hmm. And a polka medley there for you. Oh, let's see. What's another really strong polka that he did? The Slap Happy.
We'll be right back.
John Gora, from his Bulletproof Polkas, Come a Chameleon. It's a Boy George song. He does a pretty good job of that, though, I have to admit. Hey, we're going to go to Frankie Kramer and his band right now. And he's going to perform for us Lily Marlene. Let's see, where is the button here? Here we go.
And I'll always be true to my darling, just like she is to me. Together we'll find a happiness, a world of bliss, a tenderness, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene. We kiss, I close my eyes and say, it's just a dream that soon must fade away. I open my eyes and see her there, her ruby lips, her golden hair, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene.
Marlene, that is Frankie Kramer. I like that sound of his. He's got that solo vox like Frankie Yankovic would use. Mm-hmm. Let's play one more here from Frankie Kramer. And it's the Pork. It's a little button box number. Pork and Chops. We'll be right back.
on the trolley and down to White City. One, two, three. I'll take my girl on the shoot, the shoot, and on the merry-go-round. Oh, what a joy for a girl and a boy in Chicago town.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org. And help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by, we're going to have Bob Dozak sing Bye Bye My Baby as we get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Polka Party. My gosh, another month is just about over, and we're heading into October. Oh, gee whiz. Have yourself a great week, and drive safe wherever you are. We want you back for next time right here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR Radio. From all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
When I come. Just dancing into your arms. dancing, just dancing into your arms.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. This week's indictment of former FBI Director James Comey could be just the beginning. After President Trump urged prosecutors to go after his political opponents, he was asked who's next on the list for possible indictment.
It's not a list, but I think there'll be others. I mean, they're corrupt. They weaponized the Justice Department like nobody in history. What they've done is terrible. And so I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
House Democrats have released a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents. CBS's Nicole Killian reports they include some well-known names.
Jeffrey Epstein's itinerary, dated December 6, 2014. Reminder, Elon Musk to Ireland. Is this still happening? Epstein regularly invited guests to Little St. James in the Caribbean, his own private island, which he used as a base for allegedly abusing underage